All we do is win.
I do is win, 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 no matter what.
This is 416 Basketball, and this is a podcast. Who does the East run through? Did Tristan Thompson say it was Cleveland? I think he said it was Cleveland. He might be off the hook. He didn't play in this game. Kevin Love, obviously, also out. But the Raptors won 126-110. The Raptors, they allowed the Cavs to stay in this game for far too long. Gave up 41 points in the third quarter to the Cavs. And it forced Kawhi Leonard to play in the fourth quarter. But, you know, that's fine, I guess. It's fine. OG Anunoby was strong out of the gate, kind of just dominated that first quarter. Didn't score a lot the rest of the game, but he did have one of those beautiful spin moves that we've been seeing from Siakam all season later in the game. OG finished with 21 points on 9 of 14 shooting. He ended up being 3 of 7 from 3, missed a bunch of threes later in the game. 8 rebounds, a block. Just one turnover. He did have 5 fouls in the game. Maybe that's why he only played 22 minutes, but had a monster slam dunk in this game. He's got that explosive energy, and I think that's going to translate into him being a really good player one day. It's great to see one of these games from OG, and I told you not to give up on OG. I told you I'm still in on him. He's not going to be as dominant like this, I don't think, against decent teams, but I think he's still going to be this really good role player for us going forward in the regular season. Someone who showed that they were a very good role player in this game for the Raptors, Norman Powell, off the bench. He had 11 points. He was 5 of 7 shooting, 3 assists, 2 turnovers, 1 steal. Played 26 minutes. He didn't hit either of his 3-pointer attempts, but he hit all of his 2s. He was pretty good. He's pretty good. But I guess the real story in this game, Kawhi Leonard, 37 points on 12 of 16 shooting. That's pretty incredible. It was 2 of 4 from 3, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Just out-muscling, out-hustling. We saw a bunch of times in this game where his technique doesn't look great. But he gets the bucket anyways, just because he just physically dominates who's ever on him. He just can't be stopped. It's not pretty, but he's getting to the basket, he's finishing, he's drawing the foul, whatever. He's getting it done. He's just the greatest superstar the Raptors have ever had. He had 6 rebounds, 1 assist, just 1 turnover in this game, 1 steal. Just 1 foul in just over 32 minutes. We will see if he plays tomorrow. It seems, from what I've seen, it says it's unlikely. But the Raptors being shorthanded, they probably need him. We'll see. Siakam started this game rather slow, but he finished with 15 points on 6 of 17 shooting. Now you're going to say, why did he shoot so poorly? Probably not a good game from him. But there was one play where he just kept missing but getting the ball back against Larry Nance. And that probably accounted for 4 or 5 missed shots. And probably boosted his rebounding numbers because he finished with 10 rebounds. 5 offensive rebounds. So he probably got, I don't know if he got three offensive rebounds on that one possession. But he was still good in this game. 3 assists, 1 turnover, 2 steals. Fred VanVleet, he was rather good. I think his passing was very noticeable early in this game. I think he had 6 assists in the first half. Not sure. But he finished with 14 points, 6 of 10 shooting from the field. Hit a 3. He had 5 rebounds. Finished with 8 assists, 2 steals, 0 turnovers, and a block. Good game from Fred. You know, after struggling with a shot in the last game, he was hitting his shots in this one. DeLon Wright, just 3 of 9 from the field, 8 points. But I thought he played well. I thought he played well. He had 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 0 turnovers. He had a steal on the block. It was just another classic one of those where it's just like, the opposing team just doesn't realize that DeLon Wright can block shots, and he got another one of those. That's always nice to see. CJ Miles, another dud from him, and those are adding up. He was 1 of 6 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3, just 2 points. 2 rebounds, 1 turnover, not good, but I'm still not going to fully quit on him. I think eventually, I know I said this in the last podcast, but eventually, those threes have to start going down. Maybe the Christmas break will help, but things are going to turn around at least a little bit for him. Lorenzo Brown, 7 points, 3 of 6 shooting. He had 3 steals, 3 assists, 1 turnover. I think he hit a 3 in garbage time, so that kind of boosts him. But, you know, the broadcast was, like, boasting about Lorenzo Brown's defense, like, in the last game and this game. But I didn't think his defense was that good. And when he does make a good defensive play, because I saw him one steal, on the fast break, he just goes up soft and just can't finish. Like, you can't finish that layup? Like, what's going on? You just kind of give the ball up to the opposing team. It's just a wasted possession. That, like, you can't convert. Like, what's the point of the steal? I don't understand. Like, I wouldn't be even playing him over Chris Boucher, who only played 2 minutes in garbage time. Like, this is a game where I think Boucher could have helped the offense, even though the final score doesn't look like we needed it, but there was times where we were only up, like, single digits. I think it was, like, 5 or 6 points, like, late in that third or something. So, I don't know. I don't like Lorenzo Brown getting 16 minutes. I think that's just bad. Greg Monroe? He got less than that. He only got 14 minutes. Now, going to this game, I really expected Greg Monroe to have a big game, you know. Ibaka is still out. Valanciunas is still out. The Cavs are bad. You think it's a good setup, but, you know, I guess with Thompson out, the Cavs decided to go small with Nance at center. So, I guess it's harder to play Greg Monroe. So, I get why he didn't see massive amounts of minutes, but finished with 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 turnover. Moving over to the Cavs side of things. Chetty Osman, I believe he cooked us the first time we played the Cavs. I don't think he was great. And the second time, I believe this was the third time we played the Cavs. He had 12 points in this game, 4 of 8 shooting, 0 of 3 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 1 turnover. He's not a bad player. He's not a bad player at all. I think he's just a good role player right now for the Cavs, and that's about it. Rodney Hood, he only played 18 minutes in this game. Didn't have any fouls. He had 6 points on 2 of 4 shooting, 0 of 1 from 3. 2 assists, 1 steal. I don't know why he didn't play more. I mean, he's a decent shooter. I don't know. Larry Nance, who's been playing really well lately. It took the Cavs, I don't know how long, to figure this out, that Larry Nance is probably your best player when Kevin Love is out and he should be playing. Nance had 16 points and 12 rebounds in this game, 6 of 7 shooting. 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 2 assists, 3 turnovers, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. He's a good player, and I think he'd be starting on a lot of teams in the league. I think that's saying something, like, considering his minutes have been low over the course of his career, that even in LA, just wasn't able, you know, to crack, like, I don't know, mid-20s minutes, and he's finally doing that now, so that's nice to see from him. Colin Sexton, he was 6 of 17 from the field, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 turnover, 1 steal, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. I don't think Colin Sexton's good. I think it was a terrible pick. I think his ceiling is just like kind of that heat check, like vacuum off the bench scorers. Like, he's not a good playmaker. I think in summer league, there's like one or two plays where people like excited about like his aggressive defense or something, but I haven't seen that in the NBA. I don't think he's a good defender. He was minus 20, worst on the Cavs and plus minus in this game. I know he's just a rookie, but I don't see him ever being more than like a sixth man, and I don't know how he's going to develop his game. David Nwaba, 6 points, 2 of 5 shooting, 2 of 3 from three, 1 rebound, just 14 minutes. He's all right from time to time, but eh. Jordan Clarkson, he had 20 points, 6 of 14 shooting, 4 of 9 from 3, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, 1 block. Jordan Clarkson is the kind of guy who just typically just plays for himself, can get buckets, not a good defender. Like, on his best days, he's kind of like Lou Williams. On his worst days, he's kind of hurting you. And he wasn't bad in this game. Like, he scored 20 points, shot well from 3, but he's just giving it back on defense. Playing for himself on offense. I've never really liked him. Jaron Blossom game. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He had 5 points, 2 of 4 shooting. He somehow played 30 minutes. 2 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 1 block, 1 steal. Don't really know too much about him, and he didn't do a whole lot in this game. Alec Burks, 9 points, shot 3 of 8 from the field, hit a 3. Only 2 of 5 from the free throw line somehow. 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 0 turnovers, 1 steal, 1 block. He did play 28 and a half minutes. I kind of want to see the Cavs start him. I feel like you want to see what you have in him and you want to play him with your best players. But I don't know, they didn't choose to do that. Matthew Dellavedova. He was actually all right in this game somehow. I think he led the Cavs in plus minus. He was plus 6. He had 8 points on 3 of 5 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3, 6 assists, 1 rebound, 1 turnover. He's a guy who just hasn't been good for a few years now, but I always worry about him injuring somebody because he's a dirty player, but he played well in this game. Interesting. Ante Zizic played 18 minutes, 5 of 9 from the field, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 turnovers. He was fine, and I think there was all this like sleeper hype when he was drafted, but he didn't really do too much early in his career. Now he's kind of an afterthought, but he's all right. Maybe he can be a decent role player in the league. So after this great performance from Kawhi Leonard, the MVP buzz from, you know, the Raptors fan base kind of trickling up a little bit. Prior to this season, I thought his odds were really good because I thought the Raptors would be really good. And, you know, if you're a really good team and you have an elite player, that kind of fits perfectly together for, you know, having good odds to win MVP. But those things are correct. Those things are happening. But Kawhi Leonard sitting back-to-backs, I think that's going to hurt his chances. Because, like, if he ends up only playing, like, 65 games, I don't think there's any way he's going to win MVP. I just think that people are going to hold that against him. If he were to get to 70 games, I think there's definitely starting to be a case for him. We'll see. Like, I think the Raptors haven't quite ruled him out for the back-to-back tomorrow. I could be wrong, but prior to the game, I think that hadn't been decided, and I would say we need him in Philly, being shorthanded, because I think Kyle Lowry's still expected to be out. I don't know if Serge Ibaka will be back. I don't know if Danny Green will be back. Valanciunas obviously will still be out. It's looking like there's a decent shot that Danny Green will play. I was just looking at Roto World, but yeah. So like missing key guys, and like Philly's a really good team in the East. So
I kind of feel like if Kawhi Leonard's not playing and we're missing other key guys, this is going to be a road loss for sure. But, you know, Embiid has struggled against the Raptors. I think a lot of that, though, has to do with Jonas Valanciunas and Serge Ibaka. I think both of them have played great defense against Embiid. But if they're out, Greg Monroe can, he won't be able to guard Embiid. Siakam, I don't know. I guess he, in theory, maybe, we'll see, I guess, because, you know, I'm assuming he's going to be playing against him. So we have an update. It looks like Kawhi Leonard will not be playing tomorrow in Philly. That sucks, but I guess it's to be expected. In the end, the regular season doesn't really matter. You know, the Raptors, I think, currently are still the best team in the league. Still first in the East. I mean, if we lose enough of these games because we're sitting Kawhi Leonard and have other injuries, I guess we could slip to, like, second or third in the East. That wouldn't actually bother me too much, because you look at prior years, when has the seeding really helped us? When has it opened up this great matchup that it's like, oh yeah, because we got, you know, the first seed, we got third seed, we got the fourth seed, whatever, home court advantage. Okay, here we go. Like, no, it's never helped us. I think just having everyone healthy, having everyone fresh for the playoffs, I think that's what will help us, because we've seen in prior years where Kyle Lowry's not healthy in the playoffs, he has not played well. Last year he was healthy in the playoffs, he played well. He shot the ball really well. And we're going to need that if we want to make a deep run in these playoffs. Anyways, you know, beating Cleveland, not really an impressive win. Not really impressive at all, but it's a win, and wins are good. And that's about all I got. I'm 416 Basketball. Thanks for listening to my podcast.